What stage of development are you in? Let's talk more about it with ATA Skills. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
ATA Nation, welcome back. This is episode 93 of the ATA Nation podcast. How exciting. 93 episodes. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show and following us on Instagram. Hopefully you're following us. But you didn't DM me this week. I'm a little disappointed about that, guys. I would love a DM. What do you want to hear on the show? Now, let's get rolling right into our interview today. We're interviewing today Senior Master Corey Coffrin about the ATA Skills Program. We've talked about this once before with Miss Melody Johnson, and let me tell you, it's just such a neat program that brings so much more to what we do as martial artists, especially in our legacy programs, in our instruction, what we're doing for our students with this ATA Skills Program. And, you know, it can just take us to the next level. So often, people think of martial arts as another sport, another activity, and they come and go. Obviously, you guys, as part of ATA Nation, know how powerful martial arts can be. But this program just helps us be more professional, be even better in the way that we help students, the way that we explain what we're doing, the way we understand what we're doing. And so I was really excited to have Senior Master Coffrin jump on a call with me and talk a little bit about this program and a seminar that is happening in just a couple of weeks that he'll tell you all about. So let's get right to that interview.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, welcome back. We are with Senior Master Coffrin today, and we've got a very specific content thing we want to talk about. Usually I go through your story and whatnot, and I'm going to have you on another time to talk about that. But today we want to talk a little bit about the ATA Skills Training. And there's actually a seminar coming up in the Chicago area after Master Wade's tournament. First of all, just give us a little information about what the seminar is, and then we kind of break this down and why ATA people should care about this.
Gotcha. Yes, sir. So on Sunday, September 24th, which is the day immediately following Master Wade's tournament there in Franklin Park, he's going to be hosting Miss Melody Johnson, who is a certified pediatric ninja specialist, and how to raise basically the quality level of your school and your program basically to a whole nother level. The seminar topics that we're covering on that Sunday is she's doing a child development workshop, and that's going to be starting out with, you know, obviously the stages of development. And so that stages of development has been invaluable at our school. So when I have that parent and he's watching his three-year-old in class that's just, you know, spinning in a circle or imitating somebody else, I don't think my son's paying attention. Sir, at his stage of development, that's how he learns, by imitating. So if you'll notice, my instructors are doing this, this is why, and so on, and that's how we create that learning, you know, that learning state for him. And that has been invaluable because I've had teachers agree, you know, when I'm talking, and I've had, you know, educators agree with me, yeah, that's exactly how it works. I've had parents, oh, now I understand. So understanding and be able to explain the stages of development is amazing, and worth its weight in gold. The next part of the seminar is parent skills. And so obviously parent skills is something that when my kids were born, God didn't give me an owner's manual. So it was like trying to put together furniture from IKEA. And so we were trying to navigate through this, and I needed some type of guidance on how to, you know, what is the best approach, you know, and so on.
Yeah.
And I felt so powerless sometimes, as you know, I had a military background, and you know, and so you know, I'm used to the drill sergeant, you know, and you know, and telling you what to do, and then you know, then I went into police work, and I'm used to my sergeant telling me what to do, and so on. Everything was all barked.
That works perfect with kids. That's exactly how kids do things, right?
It doesn't do a whole lot for developing self-esteem when you're teaching, when you're parenting like that. I actually had a great conversation with Melody Johnson one time, and we were talking about parent skills and how our program worked. And she was talking about the do's and don'ts and, you know, and how to's and so on. And she, at one point, she had me in tears. And I was like, wow, I never realized I had done it so wrong. You know, and it wasn't that she was trying to get on me as much as she was trying to demonstrate the science that went into it and, you know, why it really, if this isn't a theory, this is how, you know, an application, this is how, you know, how parenting skills can be improved, you know, different approaches, what your expectations should be. And that all links back into stages of development also. So it was,
yes, sir.
This program that she developed this is fire. This is really, really good. And it's going to be a way, when you're talking about creating that community feel in your school and you want to have people that want to come back, you know, and the parents, I've had more parents quit my program than I've had kids quit my program, where the parents, they either it's financial, you know, I mean, that's the given. I can't fix, you know, I can a little bit, you know, but as far as they're bored, not engaged, you know, if you look at your parent gallery during your black belt class, you have like four or five parents there. Beginner class, the parent gallery is full.
Everyone.
And so the parenting end of it, when you're creating that community and giving parents a reason to tune in and pay attention and be along on the journey, that's, again, worth its weight in gold when you're talking about retention. So,
well, and I saw she posted a great post the other day about how many kids quit activities on the ride home from those activities.
Mm-hmm.
Just the conversations that can be had there. And it seems that the skills program, which I talked a little bit with Chief Master Skiles about last week on the podcast, because we were talking about the schedule for nationals and she's going to be at nationals. But this is really up-leveling what we know as instructors, what we can communicate to parents in helping them, because parenting is harder than it, you know, it seems like it's harder than it's ever been, just with technology and the amount of choices and all these kind of things. And now the science and the understanding of development is so much better that it just seems like, you know, this skills thing is really helping, especially like, I mean, it's good for everybody, but you know, at one point you were like, you were a kid person or you weren't a kid person. Like, you just knew kind of about kids and how kids worked and whatnot. And then you had those, you know, if you've got a legacy program or whatever, you got the ones that are great with kids. They understand how this works. And then the ones that are like, what are these creatures? How do I teach them? And it sounds like this is all just fitting in with making our product even better.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what? How does this relate to Taekwondo? We've been taught the 10 class management skills: set the mood and tone of class, create a positive climate, you know, set direct goals. But what we can now do through the skills program, when you're talking about brain science, and that's, you know, we'll get into that here in a second. But when you're able to say set the mood and tone of class, oh, okay. Well, what we're doing is we're wanting, you know, make sure that people feel welcome, you know, create a positive environment, creating that, you know, stimulating that that oxytocin, you know, that connection. And, you know, making them feel like they're a part of the group, you know, and the positive, you know, and giving them that dose of dopamine when they walk in the door, when they're greeted with a smile. Those are the things where you could explain that to your staff. You can explain that to your instructors. You can explain that to your parents, too. And this is what we're doing, you know, and we're wanting to make sure that we create an environment where they're wanting to return, as opposed, like you said, you know, they quit on the ride home. We want to make sure that they're so so enticed by the program, they can't wait to see it again, you know? And so
yes,
this really helps us. You know, we always knew the what's in the house, and this fills in that gap.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what else is covered at this seminar?
Well, the next part being stages of development. You know, we talked about that just a little bit. And then after a lunch break, the next part is going to be an implementation workshop where we're going to talk about the science and psychology behind skills. And so, like, when just a second ago when I was talking about dose, you know, which is the dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, and understanding what those what they do and how to stimulate them. So that's part of the things that are covered in the brain science and the psychology behind the skills program. And so then after that, teaching skills, which every instructor can benefit from that. And then, of course, brain skills, you know, and tie it all up. So the afternoon workshop is going to be phenomenal. And you're going to, you know, I hope bring two pencils for that one. And then that's going to round out with implementation strategies and role-playing and networking. So it's going to be a fantastic seminar. And that's all crammed into one day. So wow. If you can't make Fall Nationals, make this one. If you can make Fall Nationals, this will be a great pregame for you and, you know, give you so many tools for your for
well,
your
and the schedule at Fall Nationals, you know, you can only get so much done. So you could go to this seminar in the Chicago area and then free up some of your time at Fall Nationals, take some of those other classes, especially those black belt weapons, some of those other things that everybody's like drooling to go and do. That's great. You guys have been, deep into this, these skills, the brain science, all these kind of stuff. What kind of impact have you guys seen? You've mentioned a little bit, but, anything else, how you've seen it impact your staff and your instructors and your parents?
It is, you know, from an instruction standpoint, you know, I'm on my 40th year now, you know, and so, When it comes time to, you know, like, again, you know, like, I've got the 10 class management skills memorized, but I didn't understand some of the science that went behind it and the implementation, you know, and so on. So it's helping me as a leader of leaders when I'm teaching my staff how and why do we do this? What are the goals behind it? Now I can flesh that out a little bit better. So instead of me saying, yeah, this is effective, now I can say this is effective and why. And so that has really added another layer to my legacy program. And, you know, because I've got, for my assistant instructors, I started it out as I'm offering it now where I'm doing the online courses that are offered through ATA Skills, mm-hmm. Where if they get certified, then I have my wall of fame where I put their pictures up, but then I'm putting skills certified at the bottom for each one of them.
Nice.
Then all of a sudden everybody's doing it. And so now it's going to now be a prerequisite that you cannot assist on the floor until you're skills certified so that you understand the strategies behind it, because you're going to have those mom and dads that come up to you. I don't understand why Junior needs to pay more attention. Junior needs to be doing this. Junior needs to be doing that. This is why we're doing it this way, sir. And okay. You know, so it's not, we're not just playing, you know, we're not just playing games and rolling on the floor. What we're doing is we're teaching them how to focus. We're teaching them how to, you know, multitask, you know, and doing multi-layer commands, stuff like that, where it's easier for me to explain it now than it ever was before because I understand the psychology and the strategies behind it.
That's super cool. I think this is, you know, just another way that we as ATA Nation, you know, the instructors, the future instructors, are able to take our training to the next level. You know, you're not the you know, community football coach, which, great, football, no problem. But this is a different level of what we're trying to do for kids. You know, what we're trying to do for families is a different level in martial arts. And, man, ATA's got the best resources out there to do this with. And so happy that they've partnered with Melody Johnson and the Skills Program, for sure.
1,000%. I 100% agree.
Well, we're going to encourage people. I'll put a link in the show notes. There's probably not a quick, easy web address for them to go and find about the seminar. Probably just find Master Wade or yourself on Facebook to find out more information.
I posted in the licensee page, the ATA Forward page, the Region 102 page, and the Region 102 North and, or East and West page, posted in all of those pages. I posted an ad. I even put in a video testimonial with Chief Master Skiles, who was, you know, obviously he was, you know, instrumental in getting this program launched and put together, and talking about the goals that they set for the ATA Skills program and the benefits that come with it too. So if you find that link, or excuse me, that post, the link is in that description right there to the Spark page. You can get the information of the details that you need and sign up at the same time.
Awesome. I appreciate it, sir. I think this is just another great thing for ATA Nation out there, just leveling up as an organization. And I appreciate your time today.
Hey, anytime, sir.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but some super cool things there with the skills program. Definitely check it out. If you can't make the seminar this weekend or that weekend, it's at Fall Nationals. They're doing some stuff, some online training, definitely something that you want to be sure to check out. Now let's go to these upcoming events. We've got so much. It is like tournament palooza out there in ATA Nation right now. So let's start at the top with the AA, the Pan American Championships. If you're going to that, shoot us a DM. I would love to hear who is heading out to the Pan Am Championships out there. That is September 29th through October 4th. I know there's a bunch of awesome stuff going on in September. We've got this weekend, the 14th, 15th, in Missouri, a Senior Master Shank has an event there. He posted a thing just the other day. If you're going to that event, there's going to be a no wheel policy on the floor. It's a new floor and whatnot. So if you got bags or speakers or whatever with wheels, you're going to need to not use those. Okay. So, I know that's a weird, side note on the podcast, but anytime we can get information out, that's awesome. Master Wade's tournament in Illinois is going to be the 22nd and 23rd. That's the one right before the skills training out there in Illinois as well. An A tournament by Chief Master Langren Lee in Phoenix on September 23rd. And then you can join me at Master Berkey's tournament in September 29th and 30th. It's a Class A. We've got team sparring on the night before, and then the 30th is a competition. And then the 1st, we've got an athlete development in Elkhart, Indiana, as well. October's got a couple of A events. November's got some A events. All kinds of cool stuff there. Let's look, what do we got on the B side of things? We've got Oregon. We've got Florida. The Franks have one in Maryland. Texas, Idaho, North Carolina, California, Tennessee, all kinds of great tournaments coming up on Class Bs. Training camps. There's a rank advancement training with Grandmaster, virtual one of those on the 20th of September. Athlete development, like I said, on October 1st in Elkhart. Definitely get registered for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. From what I understand, Senior Master Rosa and Master Blanks are going to be there leading the training, which is super exciting to have both of them in the area doing that with us there. Let's look at camps then too. September 22nd and 23rd, it looks like Region 109 has their camp. Region 102 East, that's my own region, has our regional camp October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then Region 106 has their camp December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So make sure, guys, there's so many training opportunities out there. Make sure you get over there and check those out. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Until next time, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Secret section. Hey guys, DM me. Somebody DM me. I know, now I'll just get... I sound, you know, needy or something. I don't know. We've got some good interviews coming up. We got Fall Nationals, so we'll probably have a little bit of break in there as we get to some things, just with all the other events going on. And I promise your digital cards are coming to you. If you are, one of our super fans there, I just have gotten a little behind. We've got a lot of other stuff going on. It's, you know, such a busy time at the Taekwondo schools right now. And we just got to get some stuff done. Yeah? So take care, guys.